After a closely fought election, Adama Barrow has been re-elected as the Gambia's president. He defeated five other candidates to win a second five-year term.
And having received 457,519 votes in the election, the chairman of the Independent Electoral Commission, Ali Muhammad Njai, declares Mr. Adama Barrow is duly elected to serve as president of the Republic of the Gambia.
Banjul, a constituency he so convincingly won in this election, erupted in celebrations. Basking in his victory, Barrow addressed supporters at the Independence Square.
Having been the lucky person to be chosen by you, I sincerely assure you, each and every one of you, that I will do all I can and utilize every resource at my disposal to make the Gambia a better place for us all.
Very few people predicted the margin of Barrow's victory will be this wide. The election was tight and bitterly fought. Mr. Barrow's role will now include healing a divided nation, not only because of this election, but also after Yahya Jammeh's 22-year brutal rule.
Barrow's opponents have refused to accept the result.
We are concerned that there has been an inordinate delay in the announcement of the results. Two, a number of issues have been raised by our agents and representatives at the polling stations, the centers, and at the IEC headquarters. As a result, the representatives of the aforementioned candidates at the IEC headquarters refused to endorse some of the results.
Independent observers say the vote was largely free and fair. The country's election commission has also defended the election process as credible and fair.
It is within their rights to confirm or not to confirm, to sign or not to sign. Despite them being present, and then they were part of the review process.
Rival candidates have 10 days to challenge Barrow's victory and seem certain that the fight will now move to the courts. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Banjul, The Gambia.